It'll be Saturday night for Sunday in the afternoon, Sunday night into Monday. Saturday is going to be Monday, which is right about on target for this time of year. We're looking at pretty stable Midwest moving across the middle of next week as we're looking at St. Louis.
Hey, Connie.
Hey, what's the matter, Connie?
Oh, wake up, Connie.
Smell the coffee. Smell the
Genius. Power of
it stinks. No kidding.
Good evening, fellow citizens. This is the voice of the illegal radio to which you are forbidden to listen under penalty of death.
I'll have 3 meals a day, 5 if I want them, roof over my head and a drink every now and then to warm me up. I'll be worshipped and fed and treated like a high priest for telling people things they want to hear.
It's the new original that has the legendary Bob talking.
Salad, Gruden, Greenspan.
No Bobs. No
sticky, smelly Bobs. Zesty, different Bobs. Small Bobs. Hot, delicious, personal Bobs.
Cut me some slack.
Slack? Did you say slack? You want to talk about slack?
Well, you wouldn't understand if we told you right to your face, so we'll tell you behind your back. The radio promo bromo bubbles in your belly form a gas called the Hour of Slack.
When released, some police eat their own badges.
Throw their guns at the sun, shed their mustaches.
Cut their penises off and carve their own badges.
And cauterize it all with some kitchen matches.
We watch Charles Nelson Riley with suspicious eyes. For fear that if we don't, his corpse shall surely rise.
Well, I didn't understand when I first heard it, then I heard again, then I didn't understand even better. The letter of the law wears a sweater in our bra, so you better take it off and just forget her.
We gaze into the light, reflecting from the eyes. Light from the coal inside the bowl of sacred pipes.
Driven by a madman, blind as a baseball bat. Splat, the matter's getting everywhere I look. It's all over the face, it's on the cover of this book. Some genius is the only word still legible. I'd rather follow Bob than be a vegetable. My testicles have fortitude and quite a bit of hair. But if you listen to them, Hour of Slack is what you'll hear.
Listen to my testicles. 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 Listen to my testicles.
A new Hour of Slack. Charles Nelson Testicle Mix, in fact, by the El Queso All-Stars. With the Lemurian intro there, bringing Hour of Slack number 1032 to rampaging life. Now, let us go back in time to Thanksgiving 2005. And the Over the Puzzling Evidence Edge show on KPFA in Evil, Berkeley, California.
All right. This is your
484-4425.
Banquet facilitator, Izzy Isn't. And we're back here with the end of Over the Edge. Oh, we're way past Over the Edge. That's all gone. Forget that. This is the Subgenius Thanksgiving Executive Banquet.
What have you fellows got that I haven't got?
About to tackle the economic side of this organization for once. Out in the open, transparency is the motto. And I think
I agree.
I think we're going to get down.
I've got the budget numbers here, and I'm ready to talk
to the revenue department. Let's start with income. How much did you, the Subgenius Foundation make?
Well, you know, I don't understand what these numbers are saying because there's an introduction here that has lots of measurements and weights and things and equivalencies, translation tables, a bunch of different tangential axes that talk about the effects of propeller and rotor wash and size and shape of aircraft
and the good bone structure of the members.
Yeah, and the bone structure.
What's that got to do with anything?
I see Mr. Stang stepping to the head of the banquet table about to,
what about this neurotoxin?
His yearly report.
This toxin which attacks any nerve tissue. What about that?
Don't mention that, Philo. That's pretty scary at a banquet.
Okay, what about these passive defense measures? I see that there's $60,000 dedicated to passive defense measures.
You notice how they've avoided Congressman Izzy's question for over 20 minutes.
This chair is all flipsy.
No, I'm just running. I haven't been elected yet.
So's the mic.
All flipsy dipsy.
Running from those bullets.
All the time running. And here is Mr. Stang now with his annual report.
That's Reverend Stang, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry. I'm Congressman Izzy.
I didn't attend Dobbstown University Divinity School for 15 years to be called Mr. Stang.
Normally it takes four years.
Mr. Smith.
Didn't they all commit suicide?
Why was it that it took you 15 years to get a degree that normally takes 2 years?
Look, I can't.
Killed the show.
I can't compete with Texas accents here. It's
what about this hog cholera virus?
There's too many of them. And makes me sound like a northern liberal.
Oh God!
It's a growing custom in the.
That's okay. You know, we're an open organization. The Church of the Subgenius is not a political organization. Aside from patriopsychotic anarcho-materialism, which is so broad as to be defined more as a species rather than a political
or a lifestyle.
Yeah, a lifestyle maybe.
Yeah, but back to that report.
Back to the report. What about the dengue fever virus?
Dollars and cents. Let's get down to some transparency here.
336.21. No, it's up 24. Actually, as I'm watching it, it's going up.
Taxes. For instance, did you pay any taxes last year?
That's what I just told you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The number, and it's still going up. So exactly, you tell me when you want the cutoff moment.
Well, can I have your Social Security number?
I told you, 336, now it's 43.
I got that. I thought that was your phone number.
36-12-36.
Yes, baby. Oh,
the treasurer is joining.
Connie has entered the room. Stand up, boys.
That's what I call
Take your hats
brilliant.
Off.
Hey, I'm standing up, and I got my hat over the... Well, it's...
Go, Connie, go! Go,
nobody could ever go like Connie Dodd.
Check out that logistical system.
I'm half crazy. I'm half crazy. I'm half crazy. I'm half crazy.
Wow, Larry, those were great stories about loving your family.
Thanks, Bob. Speaking of families, I've been feeling kind of bad that I never told you about mine. So, I gave my brothers a call so you can meet them.
What?
Come on in, guys! Bob, this is Bob, Bob, and Bob.
Well, hi, guys. It's really great to meet you.
Rumors of Bob, but never Bob. It is Bob, right?
What is it you tell people you do these days, Bob?
Between State Department and Defense.
Bitterness and bigotry. Bitterness and bigotry. Bitterness and bigotry.
There's definite brain damage. There's definite brain damage.
Fragile plastic gas bag. Fragile plastic gas bag.
My own ideas. My own ideas. My own ideas.
I try to take my inspiration from the Beats. Always busy, busy, busy.
In the end.
Meanwhile, back in the city.
Oh, women.
Men.
Oh, women.
Men.
Somewhere a perversion has taken place.
They paralyze the victims and then take their time devouring them alive.
Oh, women.
Men.
Meanwhile, back in the city.
In the end.
I try to take my inspiration from the Beats. Always busy, busy, busy.
My own ideas disappear by magic.
Fragile plastic gas bag.
There's definite brain damage.
Bitterness and bigotry.
There's definite brain damage.
Fragile plastic gas bag.
Disappear by magic. My own ideas.
I try to take my inspiration from the Beats. Always busy, busy, busy.
In the end.
Meanwhile, back in the city.
Oh, women.
Men.
They paralyze the victims and then take their time devouring them alive.
Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Somewhere a perversion has taken place. Somewhere a perversion has taken place.
In the end.
My goodness. That was almost my end, wasn't it?
No, it was In the End by Norell Prep of norellprep.com. That's norellprep.com. And now, back to the Subgenius Business Meeting on KPFA.
But what about the report?
Press zero.
Rarely is there
that
any direct
when we're looking at that double radar
correlation between the report and the Connie activity.
Did we have
it's
the report?
Calibrated.
We have, I'm looking at the report right here.
I think that was it. That just went thing that
well,
went by.
He said something, but I don't.
We
think
uploaded the report to all of the commission members last week. If you didn't check your F mail, then certainly as a, it's not Bob's responsibility.
Transmitted at 3 hours, 38 minutes.
I'm not a member. I get no email. I get nothing.
Mark the time.
The report was F mailed last week.
For the chip to reach the downstream state.
I have it here.
Usually a stopwatch.
As you can see, gentlemen, the proposed merger with the Church of Scientology was canceled. And that caused a precipitate drop in
the ripple
stock price, of course.
Or Manischewitz.
But
it,
so. As you can see, that's starting to bounce back. And we're negotiating with the Mormons
does
right
that mean,
now.
Does that mean you paid no taxes in 04?
Why do you keep harping on this sensitive subject?
We donated to
I want
charities.
Transparency. I want to see this organization come out front. Get out
and do the perp
walk. Get out in front laws, okay?
Get out in front of whatever this is.
We've got the exact number if you want it. The taxes we paid in 04 are now 340.22. That now it's 24.
That's $340.22.
Like a locomotive bearing down on us.
State of taxes.
At first, apparently not moving, but then suddenly looming large.
We didn't do much business in taxes.
Well, I didn't hear a decimal.
Only in Cleveland. But you know, folks, it doesn't matter where you hang out your shingle in this great land of ours.
Yes, it does. Location, location, it's everything. It certainly does matter.
But what about the better business boost of commerce, Caucasian Christians for...
But that brings up an interesting question.
Christians for Jews.
Where is the Subgenius Church located?
The Subgenius Church is located in the heart and the mind and deep in the glands
of the internet
of every dues-paying subgenius minister.
And
it's located in the wishful thinking compartment of the non dues-paying.
See here on this screen, there it is, the giant 700-foot tower of the Dobbs idea in Dobbstown, Malaysia. Made of solid, what is that?
That's the physical church.
What's in,
right, actually,
stuff
it's adobe. It's adobe, but it's front.
No, it's not adobe. It's painted.
He was saying it's adobe. Sear siding.
No.
It's just an expression they use out there. And yeah, those are the Bobbies working all day and night, 24 hours. And
dolomite. It's made of solid dolomite.
Dolomite is my name!
You see, the Subgenius Architectural Union bid to have this unusual structure created for the Nabob of Ooze in the year 1972. And this is just one of the many wonders of science, wonders of human creation, brought into being by the love of God.
And this is the source of all our climatic data.
This particular chinless wonder is Dobbs' seventh son, which makes him the seventh son of a seventh son, possibly the even higher epoch. We'll find out this X day 9 at Brushwood, when the seventh son of the seventh son of Dobbs will be unveiled.
The suspense is killing me.
He will make himself naked to you. And you may decide. It will be up to you to choose.
Burning as of the combustion of many flames.
Do you feel the fire, friends? I certainly don't. But I know that if I can kindle it. Where's our picture of Dobbs? There's one here. Give me that
he
Dobbs head.
Now,
I'm gripping a copy. Listeners,
old
I'm
Reverend
gripping.
A, have one of his pictures nearby. Or he just
I'm did, holding a copy did, of the
not,
Book
not
of the...
Worth not worth it. It's
got my graven image.
I've got the Book of the Subgenius in my hand, and I'm staring into that eye of Bob. And I'm feeling it. I'm remembering what brought me into this church.
But when you
it,
look into
it didn't
the
have anything
Bob,
to do with my gene structure. It didn't have anything to do with being a young yeti. It didn't have anything to do with being picked on in elementary school and the unfortunate fact that I throw like a girl. No, it was this and this fact only. When I looked at Bob's face, I instantly saw how cool he was. And that is what made me a subgenius. I saw how cool his face was. And that is all that defines a subgenius. You can pretty it up all you want, but that is it. That's the final truth lies in that face. This is a one-face religion.
Now I
a face-based religion,
remember
Mr.
Your
George Bush.
Calm yourself,
you hear me,
Ivan.
Mr. Bush, Mr.
Can
President Cheney?
Help me with Ivan here.
This is a face-based religion.
Of, forget it all. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Put on one of those religious straitjackets. Card him off.
Muffle him if they can't take a
this
joke.
This is our beloved epoch, Reverend
let
Ivan
me.
Singh.
You
he is often lucid, and he communicates
well,
to us many wonderful secrets
he
of
claims
the
that he can steer the church using these visions.
Yes, we don't all love Ivan Stang. Be careful of him there. Make sure he's restrained suitably.
I'm half crazy. Z. I'm half crazy. I'm half crazy.
A little remix there by Norel Prep. And now, Soupy Sales introduces Little Theodore.
Well, what do you think, gang?
Roo, roo, roo!
Well, listen, do you have any other songs? all kind of songs, cha-chas and rock and roll, and even operatic arias. Well, what are these songs about? About each other?
Happy people, so cultured and so slick. Happy people, that make me stomp and kick. Happy people, what gives you the right? Happy people, that laugh instead of fight. Happy people, you've taken the system's bait. Happy people, get things in serving straight. Happy people, you're part of Reagan's plan. Happy people, no matter what you think of his clan. Happy people, you're all but introduced. Happy people, sitting for a golden noose. Happy people, should be put back in your place. Happy people, with the rest of our miserable race. Happy people, it's you I must detest. Happy people, make me wanna be a pest. Happy people, you stray from the right course. Happy people, justify the use of force. Happy people, you wanna be ashamed. Happy people, you can give us some of the blame.
www.littletheodore.com, and I'm going to spell Theodore. That's F as in Frank, Y-O-D-O-R, littletheodore.com, and you'd have to see him to believe it. And now we go back to the point in the KPFA recordings where they let me back on the air.
By the power of Bob within you.
Howard, Royal Charger.
All right, I promise I'll be good now.
By the charge of Bob within you.
Car charger, but I'll power it up.
They gave me my pill. I'll quit yelling now. I'll be good now, you guys.
All right.
I'm sorry I yelled. I'm sorry I got all excited about J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Well,
I'm sorry I brought it up.
Again.
I guess we better get back to business now.
Yeah.
I guess we better forget about Bob and Slack and this guy. That's not good.
Bob's Car Wash.
Well, is there any new business?
Well, JFK's still dead.
I must say I can empathize with Reverend Stang's enthusiasm. I do myself feel very,
again,
as if in my spirit I were let loose.
Caller.
Identify yourself.
Yes, Michael Pepe was called up in the spirit and given roaming charges.
To Bob many years ago, and I do sometimes feel that efflorences of the spirit.
Caller.
Occasions.
What can you tell us about the dismounted patrolling going on in your neighborhood?
Yeah, because it rocks.
Well, And there are variations of this technique that you can simulate.
Oh, look, this is you. This is Philo.
Yes, this is Philo.
He's in his car. Okay.
I'm driving with my mullet flying in the breeze.
Man, look at that devil may care, debonair devil. And look, they all know him in his neighborhood.
It's Philo. Philo.
Yeah, Philo's a popular
super Philo.
Philo.
Is an Overman in his underwear.
His funky Philo.
Everybody. He's a dude with a plan to stick it to the man.
Oh, Papa, I got security. Violent action. Pick up control. I'm coming back.
From PR News in Washington, I'm undignified, unbecoming, unfortunate, and unnecessary, and must end now. On Wall Street, 5-10-8-4-1-4-9-2-1. This is PR.
Dirty PR News.
PR News. PR News. Undetected cracks allocate up to $1.5 billion to help people with older TVs buy converter boxes. The Senate has rejected an attempt to allow PR News in Washington.
Nope. Less than 4 minutes from right now.
Today we do have tonight and tomorrow. Then a Thursday through Friday on Saturday.
I-94 eastbound at Greenfield and U.S. 23 southbound between Grand Blanc and Thompson Road still possible. 8 Mile Road westbound at I-75 reported along that stretch, and it is probably Wayne Road at I-94 and I-280 between I-75 and State Road 795. It is completely possible through the end of this month.
We'll have scattered today, otherwise tonight hanging in there, good chance for Wednesday, and the extended outlook Friday climbing out of Thursday across the region. Expect Washington for Detroit.
Less than 4 minutes from right now.
The chief has just said the tribe faces a big meat shortage, and to the first hunter to return with fresh meat, he offers as a prize his beautiful daughter, Minnehaha!
This is James Earl Jones. This is James Earl Jones. The United States together. Listen to this. Four years ago, the United States brought forth war, dedicated to the proposition that all men are living and dead. Little note, it is altogether war. That nation might take increased dead. We should do this. We cannot score what they did. War, what they did. What they did. These dead, have died in vain. This nation under war shall have a new birth of war, and the government of the government, by the government, for the government, dead shall perish from the earth.
No, fiddle-dee-dee.
By the shores of Gitche-Gumee, by the laughing big sea water, neath the shade of mighty pine trees, dwelt the warrior, Hiawatha. A flat-faced, pigeon-toed, knock-kneed, blubber-headed tub of lard!
Respectfully submitted for your perusal, what you're looking at is the butt zone. Weight in the neighborhood of 350 pounds. Origin unknown.
Lee Bird did it, dear friends, and before that, I Cannot Score by Norell Kraft. Before that, some more Lemur and the Puzzling Evidence Show with Dr. Philo Drummond, Dr. Howell, Michael Pepe, Izzy Isn't, and Gary Gabrokran calling in, and yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, with Princess We Are Doe. And now, PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm the fourth turkey.
Germany has said Iran will face serious Jack Straw.
On Wall Street, 312-11-11. Turkish health officials say they have detected a 15th human in the center of the country. The government is trying to prevent a health crisis by slaughtering the public.
In the border town of Dobayazit, chickens and roosters watched as two teenagers stuffed children into plastic bags.
This is PR News in Washington.
Support for PR comes from Novo Lihesnes.
Nobody wants to play with me, just because I'm never happy. All the other kids are going up and down slides, while I sit here and philosophize. I am not friendly. All the other kids are playing funny games, while I sit by myself and examine my brain. I've got a world of my own. I see things that you don't. Nobody can tell me what is good, though you wish you could. Play with me, just because I am not sexy. All the other kids are fooling around, but I'm several miles above the ground. I've got a world of my own. I see what is not there. Nobody wants to play with me, just because I have no family. All the other kids have wives and jobs, while I lay in the gutter and think and sob. I've got a world of my own. I see sadness and dirt. Nobody can tell me what is right. Nobody wants to play with me, just because I'm old and ornery. All the other kids have grandchildren. They chatter and they squabble, but I ignore them. I've got a world of my own.
But
that's Little Theodore, friends.
For it was originally foretold, there shall be a coming in the clouds, and a messenger who is wholly clean.
Yes.
In his right hand he holds the lance defer, and in the left the original deferment.
His
mouth is shod with
in his teeth are clenched a mighty pipe.
Like that.
That's right.
And he carrieth a briefcase and brown loafers.
And binding or
and yea, he shall attend to thine barbecue.
The briefcase was full of pipes. Indeed,
and
there were many pipes.
The grotesque costuming and the significance.
You know, some people think that the pipe The pipe of Bob Dobbs is a symbol of drugs and drug abuse, and nothing could be further from the truth because it is a tunnel of knowledge.
It's a collaboration.
It is
a
funnel for slack.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
That tunnel is a funnel.
Nothing has no relative distance.
A pipeline to eternal slackdomness.
You mean a pipeline to eternal damnation?
You can't.
No, into the lungs of Bob, my friend. It is your path into the lungs of Bob. If you can throw your butt into that pipe, light yourself. Light yourself and let him suck you.
Ghastly.
Have some lotion. I love you truly. So
baby, there's nothing like it.
What are you telling me for?
It's real slack.
I would tell the people.
It's better than sex. It's better than crack cocaine. They say it's better than winning and gambling. It's better than the finest hamburger you ever had.
They say about Bob Slack. They say, oh yes.
No, radio, you holding it down, though.
The burning cigarette.
Thanks, man. We're trying to hold it down. It's flying out from under our hands.
The smell of
it's out of control.
Oh, you're doing fine. Maintain, you're saving lives.
Thanks. You can relax in the safety of your own delusions. That's what Bob said, so pick up on it.
We do it for the children.
Pick up. Will you pick up?
Feel good? Yeah, but that's mind body. You trust in your most sacred, so
we're doing it for the kids, man. It's all for about the children.
Won't anybody think of the children?
Alien space monster Jehovah One really exists. Over 3 billion people on this planet believe in Jehovah. So even if he doesn't exist, with that kind of firepower behind him, you'd better believe he exists. And anyway, it would surely take a conspiracy bigger than the military, industrial, international, advertising, music, government, film, media, news and fashion conspiracies to completely convince that many suckers. Oh, right, that's right. You better believe in him. We've reported his insane, murderous, genocidal activities to the Elder Gods, but there's nothing they can do until 1998, and so, until then, we must do as Jehovah says. In fact, if he's as omnipotent as they claim, we have no choice but to do what he says. What he says is what we do. We are just puppets acting out in his bizarre snuff movie. Probably. I mean, to be honest, it's quite difficult to work out what God's saying, what with all these false religions around. And I should know, I'm a minister in one of them. The point, brothers and sisters, is that even Bob doesn't have all the answers, and neither does anybody else. You must learn to think for yourself. Only Bob can show you how. For just a small fee, we can at least help you flesh out your fantasy that there are some answers, help you pull the wool over your own eyes. My final point this evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, is this. The official divine all-inclusive excuse. Every subgenius minister gets a lovely copy of these in beautiful second-generation photocopy. Because Bob comes not to forgive our sins, but to justify and excuse them. The text of the excuse goes a little like this.
I'm a high priest apprentice over man class in the church of the subgenius. A religious faith for scoffers, blasphemers, infidels and heathens. For heretics, sinners, creeps and freaks, the ungodly and the indifferent. In general, the ethnically all-encompassing subgenius race. The mission of the subgenius church is total blissful
slack. And no one better get in the way of a sub-genie. And whatever he may lack, he's got an excuse. He's got an excuse. He's got an excuse. He's got Bob's excuse. To manipulate an alien monster, Jehovah One and his stuck fist. The very meaning of wrong as it's known on this planet is meaningless shit. Right and wrong and everything else are equal, at least in theory. Thus, to restrict my behavior in any way invites God's wrath. I have an excuse. I have an excuse. So your human codes, be they religious, scientific, or moral, they don't apply. To use them against me is against God's inscrutable plan. He'll return this world to an Eden-like state by whatever means he feels, be it atomic war, economic disaster, or hostile UFOs. I've got an excuse. I've got an excuse. I've got an excuse. I've got Bob's excuse. To accuse a church member of any wrong, cause him pain, or steal his slack, is to restrict his freedom of religion, not to mention bringing doom upon us all. What I've done was my faded duty, forever sanctioned and condoned. Justified in perpetuity by Bob and God and church and soul. I've got an excuse. I've got an excuse. I've got an excuse. I've got Bob's excuse. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Praise Bob! And praise Andy!
Reverend Priest in London, England. Just amazing, dear friends, with the musical sung version of the huge excuse document that every sub-genius actually gets in its ordainment package.
which, actually, what was my point going to be about that?
The point is you can learn to forget. You
now,
can
what
learn
was it we were supposed to forget?
To forget.
I forgot.
You can forget about God. You can forget about money. Like you can forget about sex. But you can't forget about Bob.
You know, I think when people first realize that, that's when they start to get a little scared of the Church of the Subgenius, because they realize they can't forget about Bob, and for all the goofing around they might be doing, they start getting a little bit concerned, and that's when we have your first tier Subgenius attacks. These figures from deputy sheriffs across the United States show a surprising incidence of Subgenius acts, especially when the moon is full. For some strange reason, science has never been able to figure out.
Are these raids?
You can be part of the evil one's plan, my friend. Don't be left out. Join us, humans. We'll accept you also.
You are free, gentlemen.
She did manage it then.
This way.
Beware the false prophets who will lead you astray with their promises of false slack.
Where Gimme Bob and Pinkness dwells, false prophets from their citadels, he topples down to nether hells.
Friends, just take a look around you and you can tell that what we're saying is true.
Gosh.
It couldn't be more obvious. They hide it in plain sight.
This is the mighty city of Thanako Topolopolis.
You have no choice.
The ancients knew slack.
But they found that when they tried to harness its awesome power, the city of Mutantis was forced beneath the Earth's crust.
Yes, friends.
Giant palaces of science and shining sorcery destroyed forever.
The great city of Mutantis was destroyed. And why? Because they misused slack.
They thought they could wear slack.
Just trust it, Bob, they said.
Turns out
but you must ask yourself, what is too much slack? Is there such a concept as too much slack?
Never.
Is there ever too big a bowl of cereal that you can't eat before you go to bed?
No, there's not too much slack, friends, but there is false slack, or slack focused in the wrong places. The wrong parts of the body can exude a type of slack that is unseemly.
And how does one recognize wrongful slack, you might ask, my dear friends? Well, the fact is that when wrongful slack occurs, you don't need to ask. You know it's wrong.
Oh, you can tell.
You feel the wrongness
of
it. The unclean, slimy, crawling wrongness on it. Crawling in reptile flesh upon the bosom of the ground.
And you want to flee back to Bob's bosom.
The eye of man, a little narrow orb closed up and dark.
510-848-4425.
That's the number of the beast!
Oh, my God!
The great light communicating with the void.
The devil, he's here. He's among us.
The devil owns this world.
Yes. He owns this world. He owns this building. He owns KPFA. Wait.
But he don't own Bob.
He owns all Berkeley. Wait. All of California is owned by...
He owns you, but he don't own Bob.
Well, I don't own to that.
He owns Bob.
He owns this whole hemisphere.
Wait. Owns... Dues, trades, couture.
The
he
devil.
Owns the whole world.
The devil, my friend, owns
Mr.
you. But he owes J.R. Bob Dobbs.
The world in his hands.
Oh, my God.
It's down by his cloven hoof
and
his forked tail.
You are the devil's payment to Bob, my friend. That is your role on this planet. That is why you were brought to this planet, to have pure slack, to squirt or ooze in sexful sex urge, and to further Bob's plan by being part of his payment from the devil.
I'm sure feeling a little gassy.
The devil is handing your soul over to Bob. Praise Bob.
I gave my soul.
Where would you rather be? In the devil's back pocket or in Bob's? Bob's playing pocket pool with your soul right now.
I was wondering what was jiggling around and jiggling.
I want you to rejoice in this. I want you to feel that slack rising up.
Oh my God, I can feel it.
I want you to feel the power coming through these radio waves tonight. I want you to feel that slack. And I want you to praise Bob. That's right, praise Bob.
How did I ever get mixed up in this horrible, slimy religion?
Party!
Okay, now.
Your subgenius heritage rings true.
What about these line items? Deep down in your jeans.
Where'd all these
or your slacks?
What about these line items?
A line
that
item constantly
or not. Bringing you back to the line item.
The space bankers see every bit of this.
If you can tell,
you'll talk about anything but the line item.
That's why we are gathered for this business meeting.
You'll talk about anything but the budget. Why, we've got the missile stability of a peanut. All we can do is just wander around aimlessly, one tangent to another. And all we wanted to do is just go over these line items one by one, examining each and every one of them in the minutest detail as we consumed our special meal of gruel and subgenius biscuits. Yes, meat biscuits. They're much like pemmican. We learned this special recipe from our Native American brothers. Brought it forth and revealed it to us, the subgeniuses. And that's why we eat it at this special occasion of Thanksgiving.
Out of your honey.
Well, Thanksgiving was actually yesterday, and that was most enjoyable. The food was quite good.
I thought it was good myself.
But that's, you know.
And
you know,
in beholding of the time of
pee,
we must remember dog,
you know, which is a,
that
kind of the
together,
Jesuits of the church.
We can bring the church into the future.
Satisfy these guys.
Yeah,
we can have our budget and our line items.
And the eat-up.
We can have the special recreational vehicles.
Hey, is this a subgenius radio show?
Yeah, that got Gubbo fam.
They were supposed to have a subgenius radio show in my sector, and no one showed up.
Well, we waited for you to play.
You showed up.
Some song about sharks.
You showed up to be there to know.
No one showed up.
How can you even listen to this show?
I wasn't listening. I was chasing my turkey. It got away.
She got some shark teeth.
Damn, that thing was fast.
Why didn't you put the blowtorch to it?
You gotta kill it first. That's a thing. You gotta kill it first.
Now, did you pull the feathers out before it got away?
No. We were just trying to pacify it so that it would die for it.
You didn't want to tell her that you were gonna kill her.
That's the problem. You can't pacify a turkey. They never satisfy.
I said, please, little bird, die so I can eat you.
I'm your friend.
Would you pull my
finger? The Turkodopteryx is a hearty beast.
Yeah, did you experience turkinosis?
Turkinosis, yes. Well, it was stuck in my nose.
Try showing it to them.
Both of them.
More turkey speaking than...
It was terrible. It was terrible. I tried so hard to get to Berkeley, and I swam, I rode, I paddled, I surfed, and I still didn't get there.
Why didn't you try to take a car?
Talking about simply this...
Sorry, I'm just... You know, there was a sign on the freeway. There was a huge sign. It said KPFA that way, not you, Gary.
It took us 20 minutes to.
I've been coming up here all this time, and I only noticed that sign about 2 weeks ago. I read it for hours, and I just couldn't figure out
whether it was me or whether it was the turkey. But the turkey did take a turn the other way at the sign, and I was. Oh, it was awful. Oh,
I think they call it the rapture of the road.
Hey, are you guys talking turkey? Gary?
Bob? Who are the overlords of the UFO?
We.
If I can't whoop it, I'll go down.
Shazam.
30-second drum bob, real bob by Reverend Ivan Stang.
The sub genius hour of Slack.
Yes, the sub genius hour of Slack is what you've been hearing. And if you want to hear and or read or even feel more, there's plenty of it at subgenius.com. Or actually at any library that has the Book of the Subgenius or Revelation X. And meanwhile, we're at this address, friends. You got your pencil ready? We're at Post Office Box 181417. That's Subgenius at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. The background music has all been from their new album, Blue Marble, the Flyin' Ryan Brothers. And you can get more Flyin' Ryan Brothers information at ryanetics.com. Sort of like Dianetics, but it's ryanetics.com. Friends, they hail from Des Plaines, Illinois, however that's pronounced. And now, the news.
Hello, this is Shouting. Welcome to PRTR.
We're talking about a brand new book that's titled The Ick Girl. And I see you
all the time.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "How are we going to come?" Listen to me, friend. Here's how we're going to come. And they came by the blood of the Lamb, and they loved their comes. How? First of all, shed come to Jesus. Come to him and say, "People today, they are all perverted in some way." Why? Because they is perverts. It makes me perverted. And the animals are perverts. God wants you to be like him. God wants you to enjoy eternal come with perverts like him. Now, let's come. How are we going to come? Say, Pastor, lay it out there.
The wrong parts of the body can exude a type of slack that is unseemly.
Okay, below are the earnings per share of the Subgenius Foundation.
Right, oh, on, my God. To the business that's on mine now, isn't it? I need that money.
1989 to 2008.
You'd better get down here. We're really in a pickle. We're in a financial shambles. We're in a hole. You've got to come through for us. This whole church is going to go down in a spiral, down the drain into the sewer.
Well, if Gary's here, we have a quorum.
The carpet.
Well, a quorum?
We do have a quorum.
We've got some gherkins here. I mean, we're really in a pickle.
So what does that mean, like nine?
No, I can tell you're in the pickle because the seeds are falling out of your ears.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's the show's about how much trouble we're in. So get a banker on the phone and get him down here before 2 hours.
Sending our seed out of our ears.
We've got the armored car carrier coming around the back.
Oh, good, good. I'll put the armored car in it.
Yeah.
And we'll carry it away.
Right.
Do you think there's enough room left in there for my turkey?
Well,
I just saw it go left again.
I don't know if the stockholders would...
The turkey to turn left twice more, I'll be at the station.
All right, bring your firearms, bring everything you got, AK-47s.
Oh, is that little Michael there?
How about A.O. Hippie?
Michael.
Yep. I do recognize the voice of little Michael. Now I'm glad I didn't.
But the real question I have is, can we get into Dino Island for free still?
Yeah,
you can get into Dino Island.
It's still there.
That's where we're going now.
We can still go into Dino Island.
Treasure Island, you mean? There's no Dino Island.
Yes, there is.
You just don't know about
it. Oh, damn it. It's Wino Island that I want to go to.
Oh, now it's changed entirely. You go back there. It's very depressing. The tourist winos have taken over. The dinosaurs are on a reservation.
Right. We dress the suits. We barely move. The tourists in suits, and we sit in the
chair. That's one alternate universe. There's so many available all on this show.
This picture you guys can cause common idea of bestiality. As much trouble as you want now, because they can't get me for your troubles.
You're in over your head now.
I am in over my head. In fact, it's double over.
Dr. Sorokin, the renowned sociologist at Harvard, says
That the show should stop right now.
What?
Just just go home. Stop hurting people's brains like this.
My goodness. That was almost my end, wasn't it?